Welcome back into Sports Call right here on Tiger 93.9 FM and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Jackson, Tom Peavy getting a chance to catch up with ESPN and the SEC Networks. Ryan McGee here on Sports Call. Ryan, we appreciate the time. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's, everything up to this point has been garnished, right?
Right.
Because, you know, once it's Alabama Day and then it's Auburn Day, now you feel like, you know, you're at SEC Media
Sure.
Days because all due respect to everybody else, and I'm a Tennessee grad, but nobody shows up in their General Nealon costume, you know? when it's Tide Day and then it's Tiger Day, there's a whole other level this thing takes.
And we've had two Bear Bryants.
Yeah, and they're brothers apparently. I didn't know that. Yeah. And it's a different atmosphere.
Well, I got a quick question for you now. You spent a lot of time around NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
I have too.
Yeah.
What's crazier, SEC fans or NASCAR fans?
Well, and it's funny because Talladega is my favorite place to go.
Right.
And so you get both.
And
right?
Bristol.
Yeah, well, and
Bristol's
crazy. So I wrote a column about the Talladega infield for ESPN.com, and my editor sent it back and he said, we can't publish like half of this because I was a little too honest about some of the stuff I've seen. But some of the best weekends of my career have been where I'm covering a race at Talladega, and usually in the middle of October.
Right.
And I'll be at the racetrack on Sunday, but then I will either go, it's the perfect location because I can either get down to the Plains or I can get down to Tuscaloosa depending on who's got a home game.
Right.
And so I can usually double dip, on a weekend in October. I don't care who they're playing. I get to see somebody.
We'll get to football, I'm sure, in just a minute, but while we're just shooting the breeze and chatting with Ryan McGee of ESPN, I've got to bring this up. These guys and all the callers on the show give me a hard time because I talk about the fact that I'm an Asheville, North Carolina native.
Go Tourists.
Far too often.
Yeah, go Tourists.
And I just wanted you to defend me that Asheville is a great place.
Asheville's phenomenal. And listen, what I say all the time is, my first job, I worked for the Asheville Tourist baseball team for one summer.
Wow.
And I'm going to write a book about it one day. I need a couple of key people to die first before I write it. What I always say about Asheville is that no one retires to Greensboro.
Right.
And no one retires to Birmingham. They retire to Asheville. And what that tells you is that people dream their whole lives of living in certain places, and Asheville is one of those places. So, it's one of my favorite towns in the world.
I need to steal that for when people ask me about why I talk about Asheville.
You can have that
so
all
much.
Day. I love it there.
We're still going to pick on them in a minute.
Yeah, you do it. Well, so when I was a student at Tennessee, John Ward, who we passed away a year ago, everybody in Tennessee acted like North Carolina was 7,000 miles away, and it's literally a border state.
Yeah.
And John Ward said to me, he goes, "Now you're from North Carolina." I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "I used to go to North Carolina, but my passport expired." And I'm like, people want to act like, and people in North Carolina don't know anything about Birmingham. It's a fair trade.
And then the Asheville to Knoxville trip is absolutely nothing.
You talk SEC.
My brother goes to the University of Tennessee. And people don't realize that Asheville's just as close to SEC country as they are to the ACC.
Well, Tennessee and North Carolina play football like five times ever.
Yeah.
So it's funny to me how that works.
Talking with Ryan McGee here at Radio Row SEC Media Days. We've been talking all week long, and we've been asking a lot of the SEC Network folks about this as well. It is Alabama Day today, so obviously they're getting a lot of discussion. However, it really doesn't feel like this week we've been talking about as much about Alabama as maybe in years past.
No, I agree with that. And I think that the question is, because like last week before getting on the plane and coming down here, you do a lot of radio interviews on the telephone, and the question I get the most, certainly did last week, was, who's closest to knocking off Alabama, knocking them off the throne? And so I think that's kind of in the theme this week. So Alabama's still there, but we're not just talking about last year it was, this is the greatest team of all time. And which, by the way, I didn't agree with, but I get the discussion. But this year it's about who's in position to knock them off the throne, because it's like Rocky IV, right? What do we learn of Santa Clara? He bleeds. And so you can beat him if you have the right team at the right time. And so the question is, who's going to be the one to step up? And it's certainly, it's got to be somebody from the West, it's going to be interesting. But I think that's been the theme this week, which is how close are you to becoming the next team that's going to sit on the throne?
Marty and McGee airs on the SEC Network. We love hearing you guys banter back and forth and all the stories.
Thank you.
That say. So we need to appease all of our Auburn listeners.
Okay.
So, Ryan, when you think about Auburn, is there a trip? Is there a game? What's the first story that comes to your mind?
I was there. They sent me there for signing day, and it was Gus's first year on the job. And I will never forget as long as I live You know, I love Gus. Right. I love her. But the intensity on his face that day, and it was this crazy experience, like getting to sit in the war room with those guys and guys that he knew that he had. But this was the Byron Cowart year.
Yeah.
So I thought I was going to have this easy job. They got a great class, and meanwhile, I'm having to call Cowart's mom, where's the fax, and all this other stuff. And it was bonkers. And I ended up doing SportsCenter until like 1 o'clock in the morning and thought I was going to go home that night. And so in the rotation, like Marty's at Alabama, their class is in the barn, they're done. And Marty's like, he's interviewing like the nutritionist. And like Kaylee Hartung was with us then, right, with ABC News. And it was Laura Rutledge was, I don't know, she was like at Clemson or somewhere in their class. And meanwhile, they come to me, and I sound like Jim Cantore in a hurricane. I had a great time. I love it down there. And as a student, I had a heartbreaking tie there one year as a student at Tennessee. I'm not going to get into that because I just don't want to start crying.
What do you like about game days on the plains?
Oh, it's one of the greatest atmospheres. And people ask me all the time, like when I'm on the West Coast, I'll be at Pac-12 media days, right, on the West Coast or Big Ten or whatever, they're like, what's the atmosphere I should know about I don't know about? And I'm like, the plains. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just the atmosphere, and there's something about Jordan Hare. It feels like an old theater. Like, I feel closer to the field. I feel like it's just there's an intimacy to it, as intimate as you can be with that many people there.
Right.
And the first game I covered with the new video board, I thought I was going to have a seizure. Like, it was the craziest. Yeah, I felt like I was sitting way too close to the TV. But the atmosphere is amazing, and I love the feel of the town. There's nothing better than a college town. And so Auburn is, to me, the ultimate just feel of a – you know, it's not sitting in the middle of a city. You know, it doesn't have to share the town with another school. It just feels like a college town. And I grew up on college campuses, so it just feels like home.
Ryan McGee joining us here on – Radio Row at SEC Media Days. We're talking all things in the SEC. Let's talk about your alma mater, those Tennessee Volunteers that we just alluded to. Year two of Jeremy Pruitt. What do you think that looks like?
Well, I think that last year he looked like his underwear was about six sizes too small, right? He looked like he was being waterboarded. Like, he looked so miserable the whole time he was here. This year, he looked like, all right, I belong. And I think that's universal for any first-year head coach, but particularly in the SEC. But I just think things are slowing down for him a little bit. Like, I think he realized he can't be the defensive coordinator and the head coach. That's just not really how it works anymore. He's learned how to delegate a little bit. And, you know, I know he can coach football.
Sure.
Like, I know it. He knows X's. He's the son of a coach. He knows X's and O's. What I worried about with him was, you know, dealing with the Haslams, right? Or dealing with the Board of Trustees, which are the Haslams. Or dealing with, you know, you're starting whatever comes to you and says, my girlfriend broke up when I'm quitting school.
Right.
Those are the things that you have to deal with as the CEO that I didn't know if he's going to be able to do that. And I think there's some things he'd do different, but I think he certainly has learned how to handle those things better than he did a year ago. Now he can kind of worry about X's and O's, and he has a better coaching staff to worry about X's and O's.
Well, now, the Tennessee fans are obviously very hungry for success.
Right.
How patient are they going to be with Jeremy Pruitt?
Oh, yeah. I think, what have we learned about Tennessee fans in the last couple of years? They ain't a lot of patience. and it's way worse than it was even when I was there.
Right.
So, yeah, the Tennessee fan base, they already hate me anyway. They think I'm a traitor to the cause. But they haven't distinguished themselves over the last 10 years. And so I think that Pruitt has done a very good job of handling that and calming everyone down. And I'm not a huge Phil Fulmer guy.
Right.
But him being the AD has kind of cut a lot of that stuff in half, which is good because they needed it. I mean, listen, I don't have to tell Auburn fans about a soap opera, you know. But Auburn, they rebound from lows pretty quickly,
right,
and always have. And Tennessee has just been stuck in a low, it seems like, for a long time. So they'll get there.
Isn't it funny, though, we're talking about Jeremy Pruitt entering year two and becoming more of the head coach,
right,
and less of the defensive coordinator.
Right.
And now the Malzahn story
I
stepped back, but
yeah,
now I need to,
yeah,
you know, the pressure to get back and do what he does as
right,
the play caller.
It's just, I think it's what you're comfortable with. And I think that it's also different, too, if you're an offensive guy. You know, I mean, Steve Spurrier did that his whole career.
Sure.
So I just think it's just what you're comfortable with. And I do think it's easier to do that on the offensive side of the ball. Defense is, I mean, listen, all you're paying attention to if you're the defensive coach is defense. If you're the head coach, you can watch the offense and still keep an eye on this. But you know, Gus is a rhythm guy. You know, his teams are the best teams. I mean, listen, the great run that they had, you know, it was in 14. That was all about the hot hand, you know. Guys that we've never heard from again had some of the greatest games in the history of Auburn, and it was a different guy every week, and that's how they got, you know, to Pasadena. So I think that he's a momentum guy, and he needs to do what he feels like he needs to do. But, yeah, But yeah, the only thing they do better than football in Auburn is the soap opera. And in Knoxville, they didn't do soap opera very well at all, and now they're really good at that and they're bad at football.
Ryan McGee joining us here on Sports Call live at Radio Row here at SEC Media Days. Auburn, everything that people talk about with this team, outside of the quarterback position, obviously, is the schedule that Auburn's going to have to go to.
Oh, yeah.
One of the road trips they have this year is to Florida, yeah. A trip that a lot of Auburn people have completely forgotten about,
right.
Just because Auburn and Florida don't play every year now.
Right.
What are folks in Auburn getting themselves into in a trip at Gainesville?
Well, the atmosphere is unbelievable, first of all. And second of all, they believe now. You know, my feeling on Florida was you had 5 years where you needed to catch them, and now, yeah, because they're way better, way quicker than any of us,
right.
I'm a first-year head coach, Dan Mullen, than any of us expected them to be. So, no, do not overlook that game. Did Marty just hit me
he
with
just fell into
Marty
you.
Just totally crashed into me. That's how my day rolls.
Ryan McGee, far too kind with your time. Thank you for doing this.
Anytime,
we'll do this
guys.
Down the road.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's Ryan McGee joining us on Sports Call.